Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. Today's subject is excellence in ministry, and we're doing part five, and step number four, strip away the things of the world, is the topic today. In John chapter 17, verses 16 to 17, we read, "They are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth." This is a very interesting topic or word here. Jesus is saying, firstly, that the word of God is truth. It has to be truth because it's God. To sanctify means to separate unto. To have excellence in ministry, we must strip away everything that's of the world that's in our lives until there is nothing left but the word of God. This scripture is not saying you have to become religious and go and live in a monastery. What it's saying is that the world has so many inputs into the life of a person that these inputs will have a blocking effect on God and excellence in ministry. We don't know these things yet until we see the Word of God, and the Word of God will show us those things, and God will tell us, well, you need to separate yourself from that situation or that thing because it's blocking Him coming more into your life. Another point here is we are to strip away any sin. We are the righteousness of God in and through Christ Jesus. Sin has the ability, even in the life of a born-again believer, to separate your relationship with God. The more a person sins, the more distance starts to open up between relationship between God and that believer. And God is saying, separate yourself from all sin, because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for it reads, "For he made him to be sin who knew no sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in him." In other words, Jesus was made sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in and through him to God the Father. Another point here is we are to strip away every negative confession and confess God's word in our mouth. We see this in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Reading verse 21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." God is saying, be very careful what you say. Strip away negative confessions. Those negative confessions are connected to death, and they will cause a major problem in a person's life, even a born-again person's life. But God says, don't confess what the world says. Confess what He says. Confess the word of God in our mouth. Another point, we are to strip away spiritual junk food. Feed on God's word and fast the word of the world. In other words, there are things that we have coming into our lives that are somewhat normal to the world, but to a born-again believer, these things need to be stripped away. For an example, if a person watches a lot of television and movies, God is saying this is spiritual junk food. It doesn't need to go into your eyes, into your ears, and into your spirit man. God says move away from that and go to my word. Another point, lay aside or put to one side the cares of the world and trust God to meet your needs. The word of God will separate you or sanctify you from the world. Cast all of your cares upon him, for he cares for you. We find this in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. I hope you've enjoyed this subject today. It's very interesting, I find. God wants us to separate ourselves from the world and the world's systems to him. That means we can still live in the world here and we can still enjoy the things like holidays and the beach and the mountains and snow and things like that. But God says, separate yourselves from the world's system, the world's way of doing things, and the world's talk. I hope you've enjoyed today's lesson. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.